So, guys.
Yeah.
So, welcome back. Jay, I know you...
I'm a little fired up.
You got some stuff you want to talk about, I heard, which I can't wait to get to. Remind me to talk to you guys about, because I assume we're going to talk a little bit about Picard. We've also done Picard episode four. I discussed it with Forney last night, and he hasn't seen it.
What?
So you just spoiled the show for him?
No, I didn't tell him anything that was like a spoiler. Okay, I kept it to very vague.
But like, you told about it, and was he just like, what? What?
Yeah, he asked me some very interesting questions, and I was like, huh. Is it Forney asks the best questions.
He does. That's why I don't know why he's on the podcast.
I know.
It's so weird.
Eric, we're begging you to come on the show.
Begging you to come on the podcast.
It's a free plug for your band. I mean, you know, we've reached a large audience.
We're going to help him blow up. I guarantee there's more people at his shows than listen to this podcast.
Eric,
give us a shout.
We would love to do like a live show. Like a little promo action. We'll do a live show at your
your
venue.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's way past my bedtime. And if you're setting up the gear, I'll go. Sure.
Yeah. I think we do a live show.
Use that one portable mic.
Yeah. That's I'll bring my Yeti.
I actually was talking to him about a number of things, including because he's been harassing me to upgrade the podcast thing. He's like, it'll make it easier. And I'm like, all right. But it's just a thing I can't warrant spending money on right now. Yeah, right. It seems frivolous. But, I asked him, I was like, you know what I thought about? What about like lapel mics? So we could just all have a lapel mic and then we could sit here and not have to talk into these metal penises.
I agree. It would eliminate us having to you know,
I
have good
what
mic,
the audio pickup
mic
like.
Discipline.
He says worse.
That's what I was going to say. There aren't any good lav mics that sound nearly as good as these. So,
well,
unfortunately.
I pitched the overhead mic idea to him, even though that's totally impractical.
Just one boom mic.
I figured one over each of us.
Okay.
He said it picks up the whole room. Yeah. And you don't really. So, thanks for the advice. We're sticking with these microphones. Please talk into them.
Okay.
I'm trying, man. I kiss the mic every time.
Good. Good. It's just brush your lips
just,
gently
it's
across
a little
it.
Massage. On the it's the most action they're getting. So. You know.
So I'm sorry for you, first of all, Jay, but let's put those lips to action.
All right.
And I want to hear what you're so amped up about.
Listen, this is the Hillary apologist, and I voted for Hillary Clinton. I know you didn't.
I didn't.
And for good reason.
I didn't vote for Donald Trump either.
No, I know.
I
voted for Senator Bernard Montgomery Sanders.
I did. I sure did.
But I was seeing a lot of like, Hillary's been coming out of the woodwork recently within the past month or two saying how everybody hates Bernie Sanders.
That was the one thing I heard.
Which is, you know, hilarious. He's the most liked senator in the fucking nation. But
more than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Way more than Hillary.
Which I brought up to somebody.
oh, no.
And they were not, they were just having none of it. Well, no, like, here are the facts. So I brought up, like, I was getting into this, it was like a blue check on Twitter, and
do you want to pause for a sec?
We can pause for a sec.
We'll be right back. Yeah, you totally ruined Jay's momentum.
I know, dude. I had a whole thing.
So Brandon had to take an emergency phone call. It was like a Dan situation. Yeah. Remember he used to always go off into another room to take like an oil-related phone call? But Jay, you were getting amped up about a friend of yours who was a Hillary Clinton apologist, you said?
I mean, it's like Clinton apologetics. It's like these people who are unwilling to admit that she was a fucking garbage tier candidate.
Right, right.
Like, and just all the...
She's going to be the first woman president, Jay.
I mean...
She was so close?
She was so close.
So close!
So close to being the first woman president. She was 80,000 votes away, and I'll give them that, you know, between the three states. But she lost. She was the only person who could have lost to Donald Trump. And to not confront why, because this guy was saying, what we need to do is run another like Hillary-style candidate. I replied, and I was like, well, I feel like we've done that experiment before. Or I was like, if only we'd ran that experiment before and had data to see how it would turn out. I wonder.
Right.
It'd be weird. It'd be great if we had that information.
If only we could do some sort of research project. Involve the whole nation, if you will.
Yeah. And then I got the apologetics was, there were a lot of factors that went into that loss, And we have an experiment on running centrist Dems, and it was the 2018 elections. I was like, oh, you mean when all the justice Dems got elected? And then I got the, well, it was all safe districts. And Hillary was really, the problem with Hillary was that it was 8 years of fatigue from the Obama administration, and people didn't necessarily want another Democratic president. And the Comey emails.
Everyone hated Obama when he left.
Yeah, I know, right? And I was like, dude, probably your candidate was just unlikable. We ran an unlikable candidate.
Yep.
And that's it. Well, no, I mean, she was one of the most popular candidates. No, dude, it was the lowest voter turnout, period. Like, your candidate was garbage. Nobody wanted to vote for her. Nobody came out and voted for her. And people who would have voted Democrat, like you, voted third party.
Because I got stabbed in the back.
By the fucking rigged DNC.
By the DNC. Mm-hmm. Who's trying to do it again.
To not confront those issues is to give Trump four more
Didn't
years.
Bernie Sanders say something about Trump recently, like the election? I was like, I can't get over Bernie Sanders not flipping a shit over the DNC.
But
he can't
because then what party's then gonna nominate him?
I think
he needs to come out.
He has, like, I mean, his stump is
he's
talking about the corrupt DNC
more so now, but not enough. Like, he needs to come out with some teeth. I need to see some Bernie Sanders. This is like Bernie Sanders is getting attacked. And Bernie Sanders is going to be the president of the United States. Like, if the United States gets attacked, I want to see how Bernie Sanders
Watch him
would
from
react.
The debate last night.
Oh, yeah? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. He went off.
Oh,
he
good.
Went off on Pete.
He listened. I've been calling.
I know.
Bernster!
He's going
to want to vote for you this time.
One of the questions was, Senator Sanders, 75 or the 75% of Americans feel uncomfortable electing a socialist in office, a recent poll shows. And he just goes looks right to the moderator, and he goes, who's winning that poll? The moderator goes, that's not the question. No, who's winning that poll?
Who's winning the poll?
Me.
Yeah.
Me. So the and he just goes on, and then he goes off, and he's like, the idea that Americans don't want a socialist in office in this poll, that I'm winning.
Yeah.
And then he just started going off. It was fucking hilarious. He's been fighting back. I think that he can't go too hard at the Dem establishment yet.
Yeah.
Because I think politically, from my view,
he still needs their money.
He's not taking
their
money.
He still needs the platform.
He needs the platform. But
no third party candidate is ever going to win.
No, no. Of course not.
He can't break with the party, and therefore he can't really shit on them yet.
Now, if they fuck him with the superdelegates,
right, because there's a vote that's going to occur.
So here's what's going to happen.
But do those votes actually count?
Okay. So the way that they rejiggered the convention this year is
it's new.
It's a little bit new. So the first ballot, there are no superdelegates. It's just the delegates you earn from your primaries, right?
Okay.
Now, you need 1,991 delegates for the Democratic primary to win a majority of delegates and win the nomination, right?
Uh-huh.
So now, if there's no one with that majority, and if Bernie has a plurality but not a majority, you go to the second ballot, and that's when the superdelegates can come in.
Of course.
And fuck his shit.
Right, right, right.
Which is really what they're trying to do right now.
Because you want a group of powerful people to,
mm-hmm.
be able to sway the
to
vote.
Supersede.
For, of the People's Party, by the way.
Yes. I know. It is the People's Party.
It's the People's Party. That's what they keep telling you.
Well, there was an article in WaPo a couple days ago that the...
That's short for the Washington Post, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not down with all the lingo
it was
you kids are using. WaPo?
All right, Dad.
Seriously.
We were born when it was like an actual paper. So like
it's
not
still
just
called the
a
Washington
website.
Post.
So just stop pretending you're 18, Jay. you're old.
Anyway, the article is about how the elites should have more power in choosing the nominee.
Oh, what?
That was the fucking article.
Wow. No.
I'm not kidding.
Well, they didn't call it that.
Hold on. I'm actually pretty sure it was something along the lines of why the elites picking isn't such a bad idea.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
But that was the article was just like...
Defending that?
Yeah.
While you're looking for that, because I want to get back to the Hillary Clinton thing that you really wanted to talk about, but look for that article with the FBI data you told me about last week because
I'm going to try to find that too.
I'd like to put it in the show notes. It's we reference it, we talk about it, and then I couldn't find it. And I was like,
I thought he sent it to you.
No, I sent him a couple of other articles.
Okay. that he, I get. I mean,
yeah,
I'll put those in too. But I was just like, we specifically talked about this.
No, I know.
Yeah.
And I was frustrated we couldn't find it. And it hasn't aired yet, so that'll, well, I'll have time to slide that in. But yeah, did you find the article about?
It's time to give the elites a bigger say.
No,
literally the title of the article, right?
No,
it's an op-ed. It's time to give the elites a bigger say.
Clearly,
a news story is like something you've uncovered. It's factual.
True. Yes.
Like that can't be a news story. That's.
That's just somebody's
and you look at it and you're
opinion.
Like, is this an Onion headline?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's Washington Post.
That's ridiculous.
That's so out of touch.
Yeah.
It is
that's
so
completely
out
of touch. That's the problem.
Even if you really think you're right about that.
Which you're not.
Which you're not.
Which you're not. But go ahead.
I'm trying to think of what the argument for that is and what's in that article, but I'm not coming up with anything that makes me think it's a good idea to
post.
Right? Like,
who's that article for?
That's the thing you go on like
the elite Democrats?
A burner Twitter with like a dick for a fucking picture. And that's where you post that.
That's such a weird thing to even say.
Like, this is the conversation we need to have.
Yeah. Just think about this.
Really, people, you are too dumb to
yeah. Make.
But just think about the history of the United States.
Yeah.
The 250 some odd years.
Mm-hmm.
When would that article have ever been good?
Never. No. I don't even see a time. Yeah, like...
That's just out of touch with
it's
America.
Just completely, like,
was that article written by a Russian?
It might have been.
That might be a Russian article.
Right?
I don't know. I didn't even know like what to think when I saw it. Like, this is like a thing that people believe. Apparently.
That's some aggressively agitator type shit. Yeah.
No, it's some serious class warfare. Is what it is. That is some serious fucking class.
It's not even that they think that we're too stupid. It's that you're just not rich enough.
You're not rich enough to make decisions. We can't trust you to make the decision.
Yeah.
What we were looking for was like equal.
Yeah. No.
What you missed was equal. When you said one group should have a bigger say.
Yeah. No.
Which we talked about, unfortunately, Jay's tax policy, which there's a minor loophole. It needs some tweaking. I still like where your head's at.
I don't think it's a non-starter, but I do think I agree with what you were saying.
You got to come up with something to work around the fact that you're essentially giving more people, rich people, a bigger influence in what government spends.
Yeah.
The idea, if you didn't hear it, Jay.
The idea for my tax policy is you get to take 15% of your taxes when you do your return and decide where you want those taxes to go. And conversely, you get to take 15% and you have essentially veto power over where those taxes go, and you say these can't go to these places. Hmm. Leaving the remainder for the government to do in their budget. Because,
like, there should be a base, baseline to still like to you know that every that it, there's at least a bit that comes out.
But like, if I don't want to fund the border wall,
you can change your weight.
I should be able to say I don't want to.
Yeah,
and if people do want to fund the border wall, sure, Seth, put your 15% to that.
No, that makes a lot of sense, but it's just if we're going to have tiered tax brackets,
but that's the, yeah.
Then it's like if I pay $1 million in taxes and you pay $500 in taxes, it's like, well. Yeah.
Looks like that wall's getting built.
Oh, it's why are you getting a subscriber?
How do you know? Maybe I was going to put my money towards something else.
You're right. That was so prejudiced of me.
It really was.
That you rich landed gentry.
So presumptuous.
Want the wall.
Why am I rich landed gentry? Just because I have $1 million to pay in taxes?
Yeah, a bit.
Then maybe I had a really good year.
Well, then.
Hear somebody winning the lottery, Brandon?
I should hope that your conscience didn't go away with your growing wallet.
I don't know why you thought it would.
I didn't know you would come into money recently.
I listened to Mike Bloomberg speak. So.
What a highly suspect thing to say.
I didn't know you just came into money. I'm sorry, that was a little.
There's a lot of assumptions made right there, Brandon.
But if you just came into some money, you know, like
you don't think like Bill Gates I don't want my funds to go. You think Bill Gates is putting wall money up?
Bill Gates is real scared of them immigrants.
I don't think
right.
I don't think so.
Hear him talk about them illegals.
Yeah. Even the fact that you say scared of immigrants, there's an immigration policy we have to talk about.
We can talk about policy, but the
in.
Wall is based on.
Why would Bill Gates be scared of immigrants? Why would that even come to your
no,
mind?
No, it's not that Bill Gates is scared of immigrants. It's that the people who want the wall are scared of immigrants.
Not all of them. I'm sure some of them do, but it's just, it's an infrastructure project. Walls work. I get it. If you're strong on immigration, walls work.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
sure there are a bunch of racists who want it too, Jay. Absolutely. Well, people who are scared of immigrants. But there's a lot of people who just don't. Bernie Sanders, I'm surprised, came out against the wall. He used to be strong on borders and a big two-way supporter, which
I think the wall is more, and from my perspective, it's always been, it's super divisive and there's no reason to do it.
Oh, for sure.
That's my problem with it.
Well, first of all, I've been saying this since before he got elected. If he gets elected, which he did, he has to build the wall.
I know.
Oh, he has to build
it. He ran
still
on
waiting for it.
The wall.
I know.
It became like a slogan, build that wall.
Mm-hmm. And it's so convenient that it hasn't been built yet in the 4 years.
Well, he's building a bunch of it.
He's built a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly building it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when you expected it to be completed.
Well, it was supposed
to
be.
He's a deal maker,
it was
Jay.
Supposed to be completed within his first term, Dave.
Slippery, Dave. Real slippery.
Oh, was it? Did he say that?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking promises.
Yep. Promises made, promises broken.
Yep. First president.
First one.
First one to do
first
it.
First one.
He'll forever go down in history as first
the
breaker of promises.
It was impressive that he managed to break the promise with the House and the Senate. Like, that is an impressively broken promise.
All I'm saying is there wasn't a wall, but Barack Obama's first run, he was fairly strong on
on
borders also. It's just not an old tale.
No, I'm not saying it is. My problem, again, with the wall is that it's a divisive symbol.
It is become a divisive symbol.
I can understand that.
That's
it's
my
become
problem
a divisive
issue. He can talk about being strong
10
on
years
borders.
Ago, we wouldn't have cared. Ten years ago, it wasn't as much of a, oh, people who want immigration control are racist. It wasn't as in our face, I guess, at that point.
Well, you know? I could understand if even you wanted to say, let's say hypothetically, I know I'm not going to get any agreement on this.
Probably not.
Let's say the wall is a good idea. Let's say it works for whatever reason and we see a drastic decrease in illegal immigration. All hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, if it's going to cause such division, it still may have been a bad idea.
Yeah, and that would be my argument.
Right.
Yeah.
I argument. Can absolutely understand that.
But we've talked about my whole thing with immigration. Why do illegal immigrants...
Everybody but the Jews, right?
Just no Jews.
Let them all in.
Skyrim is for the Nords.
oh, God.
No, but my whole thing is, like, they're coming because there's a better life here in America, right? So
sure
the way that we do that, instead of putting up a 50-foot wall and then making a 51-foot rebar ladder, let's just work to try to elevate them as well so that they don't feel the need to run here. And I don't know, that's where my foreign policy ends, because I don't fucking understand that much shit about it.
So, like, give me that one more time.
So instead of working to keep people out and putting up borders,
we've talked about this. Wouldn't it be better, again, hypothetical, if we could elevate, like, the living situation of the around us
so that they don't feel the need to.
Of, like, people in Mexico?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So legalized drugs.
Yeah.
Because we're supporting
treat drug addiction as a mental health problem and not a criminal problem.
Yep.
That's huge.
Mental health problem, something we could talk about.
Oh, I mean, treat it as like a medical
addiction
thing.
Addiction is a medical.
That's what I meant.
Sure.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, right. I'm with you.
Sorry, did I phrase that wrong?
Well, you said drugs. Like drugs
I said
are
drug
mental
addiction.
Health.
Oh, no.
Drug addiction.
I think you might have left out the word addiction,
but
I could have missed it.
I don't know. You might. Yeah, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure I meant addiction.
I'm not going to quibble over it. That's fine. Okay. I misunderstood you.
No, because addiction is a medical issue that deserves treatment, not jail
sentences.
Absolutely. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Reopen the asylums.
That's
I saw on Facebook.
Shock treatments. No. Back at you. That shit worked.
It was like drug addicts. Drug addicts get methadone for free. Why shouldn't chemo patients get cancer for free? And it was some far right guy. And I was like, I do agree. Everyone is entitled to free medical care, regardless of what their medical problem is. So glad you'll be voting for Bernie Sanders in the general. I did not get a response.
All right. I'd be interested to see how a public option works. The socialization of medicine is has interesting implications. But like anything, like we have schools, like we have a public option. But if you want to go to like a private school, you can go to a private school, which is effectively the biggest concern about socializing medicine is a lapse in quality. So if you have a perfectly legitimate private system alongside a public system that people can pay for if they want a higher quality of care, then I don't necessarily see a problem with that.
Well, it ends up costing more.
Sure.
Yeah, us, the taxpayers, more. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I think from the cost effectiveness standpoint, I would disagree with that. I think that I can see, but in other countries that do this, they do have a private system for certain things like orthopedics and things like that. Like it's not the Medicare for All system is Bernie's platform right now is here's the base that everybody gets. It's not saying that you can't get extra, right? But it's also saying that everybody gets this, period, end of story. That's Bernie's platform for Medicare for All. And it's the same with Warren's.
Well, you mean Bernie's. The one that Warren, she took his homework and put her name on it.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
100%. Exactly.
Yeah. it's 100% it. But do you know who they're all better than?
Mike Bloomberg.
I suppose. Yeah. Not who I was thinking of. I was thinking of Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, back to Jay's thing.
Back to Jay's thing so we can get on with this and move on to the episode.
No, this is our new segment called Jay David Brandon Try to Save the Country.
Yes.
This is our new sub show within the show.
Smarter.
It's our first segment.
Well, Reagan said that Reagan and Chervy Reagan gets her politics from certain podcasts, but Chervy's been following us as well. So I feel like we're doing a service to some people here by bringing some light to the issues, and especially those of you who watch mainstream news.
Anti-Medicare
and I think
for
the
all
three of us, one thing we can all agree on is who the fuck watches mainstream news?
Yeah, right?
Seriously.
Stop doing it. Because they're feeding you bullshit. Mm-hmm. Especially the TV. Like, read the articles. I'm fine with
it. It's weird that we have that in common with QAnoners.
I know.
I will give
QAnon one thing. They're fucking right.
They're right about the mainstream.
They're right about the mainstream.
They're not right about what they're lying to us about.
Yes, that's exactly it. They're right. They're lying.
They're right. They're lying.
halfway there.
Yeah.
So refreshing. I don't have to say anything. You guys keep going.
It's true, though.
I know.
No, absolutely. Oh, my God. There was a great headline where
elites deserve more power.
Well, that was a
political. Was that the one?
Bernie lies and doesn't release medical records was a CNN headline. I was like,
what the fuck?
Well, he did in December.
Yeah.
Would you like his lipid count? Would you like his amylase, his lipase levels?
When he had the heart attack,
That's
another concern I have. I mean, I get it. It's just a legitimate concern.
It's a concern. However, it's impressive that he's like come back stronger than ever too. Like you do have to look at it from that. Like most other people, that would put them out.
Yeah.
Like.
Sure.
I feel like
maybe.
The spirit of Bernie Sanders is eternal, and he'll be a cranky old man forever. Like he won't die until we all get what we need. at least I hope.
No,
but it's a concern. I could see. Yeah, it's a concern.
But I just think like that kind of shit is funny when you've got like Mike Bloomberg, who's like proponent of stop and frisk, but we're all just giving that a pass. 2018.
40, like 40 it's different, 40 different NDA agreements from women who he's harassed.
Yeah.
40 separate.
The story is here's.
Oh, he's got more than Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, right? I know. Well,
it's a record.
He's arguably worse in a lot of ways than Donald Trump.
Oh,
is.
He I'm not, totally I'm, is. Yeah.
Don't like Donald Trump, but Mike Bloomberg is arguably worse in a lot of ways.
So funny to hear you say that.
Why? You think I'm very myopic, but like,
and we get a little like pissy about Trump, but it's like there's awful people all around, and we all know that. And we may hone in on Trump because he's the president, but the scumbag who's supposedly on our side, ostensibly, like to me more disgusting. Like,
yeah, he's a little.
Yeah,
gross.
He was a person in actual power,
which
was disgusting when he was in power.
Which scares me more is that we're all worried, and I do have concerns about what happens if Trump doesn't win or, whatever. I don't necessarily think he'll act on it, but it's something that I wish that I didn't have to have in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But you know who actually acted on it? Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah.
When he gave himself a free third term in New York, like just changed the law. I was like, no, I'm still going to be, I can still run for mayor, but it's against the law. No, I can now. I changed it.
Yep.
you're not going to have any problem with Trump.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think the supporters
are more the problem.
Yeah, that's more the issue. Yeah.
And here's why, because there's this thing called the rule of law. And there's just no way you're going to get enough people in this country.
Agreed. No.
To be like, you know what?
Fuck that rule of
Fuck
law.
Democracy.
Exactly. No, I completely agree.
I think there's always a chunk
of lunatics who are ready to do just about anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the people who support Donald Trump, the casual people, I'm not talking about the lunatics, they really like America.
Yeah.
And they're big supporters of what it's supposed to stand for.
Yes.
And if you looked any one of them in the face and were like, do you really think a president should forcefully retain power?
No.
They're going to look at you and be like, well, God damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Not in this fucking country.
And there's enough people even within like the halls of power and around him that even then would be like,
I've got enough guns for all of us.
Okay, right, good to know. Thanks.
Sweet. Yeah. You guys ready for action?
Would that be, and we don't have to put this in because actually, no, this would be would that be a political violence?
That's a tough one. I don't know if I'm warranted in acting in political. First of all, political violence, the way you describe it is not what I describe. But I don't think that would be. What did he do to take power? Is the question. Like, did Congress like elect him for a? Did they pass a bill to be?
They would have to. So what would they have to do? They would have to.
If he's like, I control the military and I'm staying and you can't get rid of me, and there's a duly elected president there looking for the keys. Like, then, yeah, I'm like, hey, this is like a fucking coup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because in order for it to happen, for him to legally be able to do it, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, they would have to pass a new amendment, because it's an amendment.
Right. In which case, it's been, I don't know if violence is, I'd certainly be upset, but I don't know that violence is warranted if Congress and then the other branches of government.
It would have to go to the states to vote on. Sure.
If like the states are in, if everybody.
If it's a new amendment, yeah, I guess.
I mean, if somehow, if there was some sort of like representative democracy about it, sure.
You're not going to get an amendment. You have to have a two-thirds.
You have to have a two-thirds state majority.
There's just no
So that's what
way.
I'm saying. Like, if
or,
that
or the military. Like, I have a feeling I think certain military people would be like,
his approval among the military is dropping.
Chain of command is one thing, but when this guy is illegally trying to take power, you're like,
you can't follow an illegal order.
Exactly.
He has something that Bernie Sanders needs, and it's a certain I don't give a fuck attitude. And that's what people like about him. He shoots from the hip. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to let us get pushed around. Whether you feel like he overdoes it or not, that's what a lot of people like about him. But the same people who respect that about him are going to feel the same way. They're going to be like, you don't get to push America around.
You think
you're going to still be the fucking president? You're some kind of dictator? We don't do dictators here, pal. It's not our thing.
I have faith in that as well.
I'm not even worried about it.
No, and I'm not.
But that's what
but
I'm saying.
But the fact is,
Bloomberg.
Yeah, he did do that.
He did it. Yeah. That's what he did.
I'm unfamiliar with how he did it.
I don't actually know.
Did he just not move out?
Yeah. But,
the mover showed up and he was like,
he ran for a third term and was just like, I'm going to run for a third term. It's like, you can't do that. I'm going to do it. And I think he changed whatever the law is or however it worked out. I should do more research on it, but I know that happened. That's a thing that happened.
And he was the mayor of New York City.
So that's to me, like, that's a little scary. I'm going to elect a guy who has a track record of
gross
executive overreach.
That's a good point.
When we've already widened the scope of the executive quite a bit.
How resounding was his victory? Was he like, did the people want him
I
for
honestly don't,
a third
I feel like
term?
His approval was never great in New York. But like,
who ran for like three or four? Was it Teddy Roosevelt? Who
yeah, he was going Roosevelt. To run for a third term, yeah. Or he was in his third term.
Yeah, wasn't that? And like, it was a wartime. People really liked him.
Yeah.
And so he kind of had a mandate to do so. I think that matters too.
I don't know if he had a mandate or not. I'd have to look.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But if you have a mandate, you're also going to have support of a lot of the states. There's
be
vote.
Able to pass an amendment.
We'd have to do some sort of political process.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about him just being like, I ain't leaving.
No.
Like, there's going to be an election, and if he loses...
I think that's patently ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the fact that he brings it up enough just to troll people is weird.
Yeah.
What does he say about it?
Oh, he tweeted a thing where he said something about like being king recently.
What?
I think the count on him...
He's definitely talked about
Mar.
He said...
I want to see the tweet about being king.
That he said it that was, right after he got acquitted.
Yeah,
he
I don't
basically
know,
retweeted
no,
out
he
a video.
He retweeted Oh, no, that was that. Yeah. He retweeted the thing that people were blowing up about, which I don't necessarily think is a huge deal, is that if you Democrats, if you it's a fucking Emerson quote. If you it's like if you try to take out the king. Fucking shit. But it's basically saying if you try to kill the king, hit, you know, don't miss. If you try to shoot the king, don't miss.
Not a classy move. But
no, but I don't necessarily think that's declaring himself king.
No,
I think he fancies himself.
But he also did. You know,
you could be just like the king, like it's like Elvis was the king. Like don't fucking mess with the king, baby.
And that's probably where it came from.
Yeah, he's just being a dick. But
not a great move, but
no, not very self-aware. Yeah. To
no,
but I don't
not
think
from a self-aware president.
I don't think it was an implication that he was like, ha ha.
I agree.
What is it? A strong support for the return of a monarchy?
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
Oh my God, guys, we're already like 30 minutes in again.
It's all right. I don't have anything to say about these fucking movies.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean,
don't either. We can just do this and then talk about the car.
Nope. We're talking about movies, guys. And you know what? I'm not letting this bullshit go on any longer.
All right, let's do it.
Hit it. Rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Sleeping Beauty and Maleficent.
Close.
Got
enough.
It.
Yeah, I can say words. More than two syllables.
Do words goodly.
That's right. What'd you guys think overall?
I thought the animated one was not as good as I remembered.
Mm.
And the new one was actually not bad. I kind of enjoyed it.
I
kind of like Maleficent. Yeah.
The animated one, the one big thing I was struck at, and maybe I've just not been noticing this in the Disney animated. We talk about the soundtrack a lot of like the songs that they sing.
Yeah.
But what I noticed in this one a lot and like really caught my attention was it had just that ambient background soundtrack.
Yes.
Almost like Peter and the Wolf style.
It was. It was
where
it was supposed to be.
You talking about the original? Or the original?
It was specifically orchestral.
It was so orchestral.
And it was based off of, I think, like there was like a classical piece called The Sleeping Beauty or something. And it was essentially modeled after that. Yeah,
because everything had basically an orchestral score behind it. Like just the walking down the stairs and just like all the movements and different people had different instruments. It was very Peter and the Wolfie. This was another, go back to like Disney history.
This was kind of the end of another era too. This was their last like relatively successful animated movie after coming off of like all the ones from the 40s and 50s. And this was 59.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, you know, Alice in Wonderland, Snow White, Dumbo, all, and those are just the ones we've seen. This one kind of was where they went on a down streak. They defunded the animation studio. They went on to make like Robin Hood and Pete's Dragon.
Robin Hood's
good. Or not Pete's Dragon. The Sword and the Stone, right?
The Sword and the Stone. Is that remade?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I would watch that.
You just want to watch it.
I remember that was good. I'll tell you what. I didn't remember, I remember Sleeping Beauty not being that great. And when I watched it, I was like, right, this isn't that great.
It's super short, which is okay.
Which is fine. But to the point about the music, the only song is that Once Upon a Dream song.
Yes, yeah.
They sing over and over. Yes. And over, and it keeps playing in the background, even when they're not singing it.
I kind of hate the whole choral intro where it's like, in the beautiful kingdom of
blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. It was a real book.
Yeah,
it was
correct.
A real book.
It was
live
like really,
book.
It just looked weird.
It was like stop. It was like stop motion the way they opened it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was not great.
Yeah, it was okay.
Musically, if I felt like it fell short.
One thing I read in the trivia, which I noticed only then noticed in the movie, is all the trees were square, like topiaries, like in a stylistic move. Yeah,
were square.
Yes, like all the treetops were like square, like almost like topiaries, like they were.
I did not notice that.
It's kind of a stylistic choice to make it
pick up on
sort
that,
of fantastical. Yeah, it was weird.
Sounds like bullshit.
It's true. I read it, and then I looked up, and I was like, oh yeah, that is.
I don't think so.
Okay,
the animation was great.
Fine,
I will give
that. Fuck you, man.
The animation was fine.
Like, yeah, the animation was good.
Everything with Maleficent, like, yeah. I don't know, just that color green was really,
yeah,
like, just oozed evil. I liked that. But yeah, overall, like...
I forgot it was the whole thing was about the fairies.
Uneventful. Very,
yeah.
Uneventful, yeah.
It was, I mean, it's about Sleeping Beauty.
You're right.
She has so like
uneventful.
18 minutes yeah. on
It's screen. All about these fairies.
Yeah.
Really, the whole movie is just a warning against early celebrations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when you like you shoot that three-pointer and you turn away before it goes in and it bounces out, or like you celebrate and then they come out and they score a fucking touchdown on the return. Like this, everything in this movie could have been avoided
yeah.
by just not celebrating her birthday until the day after her birthday.
So don't tempt fate is
yes.
yes. Don't
yeah.
tempt fate.
It was just so they screwed up at every turn.
I mean, to be honest, they weren't the most intelligent fairies. I mean, I think they laid that
no,
out.
No, that's true.
You know.
That's true. But
you're absolutely right.
It was the king who came up with the plan was oh no, it was the fairies
was the
who
fairies,
came up with
yeah,
the plan.
Yeah.
All the king needed to do was say, like, all right, we'll just tell her birthday is tomorrow then.
Yeah. When like, when it's yeah, just chill. Just chill. Slowly
and a
roll.
Spinning wheel? I don't what is that?
That's like so inconvenient. Like why
yeah.
why couldn't it just be like she pricks her finger and she gets a paper
on
cut?
On a thorn.
Like she was
doing
paper
trink darter.
Yeah.
You know?
She like, trips into a river and you know
something like, that's normal that every day. Yeah. Oh god.
I guess spinning wheels were a more common thing back then.
Yeah,
guess. Sure.
And I find myself realizing that I don't know how spinning wheels work.
Oh, I do. I kind of. Yeah.
Really?
It takes like smaller fibers and weaves them into thicker.
Yeah, you
like,
pump the but you
strands.
You have a pedal.
Yeah.
That like as you pump the pedal, it spins the wheel and
okay,
these fibers you have
that.
Like a pile of you have the fiber next to it. And it just goes on the.
It
wheel.
Comes off of like a almost not a loom because that's a different thing.
No,
but it comes off of like a spindle. So there's different little like thin. Thin strands on a like five poked thing, and they all go off of it and twist into a big strand in the spinning wheel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So why does it have a
I don't
needle?
Know.
A
and you know what I feel like that
stabby.
Annoyed me when I was a kid too. Like, why would it have a needle?
I don't understand.
Probably for like.
Maybe to just
like lunch orders, you know, when you put them on a little thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Orders up.
Or
yeah,
definitely
strings done. Bing bing.
In the 1400s.
I don't know. It probably has a purpose of which we don't understand.
It was that's just so, such an unrelatable thing to put in your movie, even if it was what happened back then. Like just oh, a spinning
again,
wheel
could have been something more common. Like she clasps her hand, pinches her hand on a book binding.
Yeah,
and that's how she's
binding.
Like
right?
That
it's
happens.
My sure.
Finger
cut.
In a drawer.
Just metal clasps on those fucking books all the time. You'd be like, fuck, ow, ow. Oh no, I'm cursed.
Stubs her toe on the corner
exactly.
of a table. Oh no.
Poor lighting back then. That would happen,
right? No, it's the spinning wheel thing. And I couldn't help but feel for the spinning wheel industry of the
decimated
in both
completely
movies.
You know, that is an argument against socialism. You try to nationalize an industry. That's what happens, right?
The king just comes in and he's like, no more spinning wheel. It's just like,
burn them all.
I have all this yarn now. I can't spin anymore. Everyone's clothes are all ratty and tattered.
That's what they should. They should definitely do that. Like
right?
That's a byproduct of what you did.
They have to import all their clothes from that neighboring country.
The
fairies are making them in the remake. They're like, I don't know. They need clothes. Oh, they're all tall, patchy. Turns to a cottage industry.
Turns out there's a giant spinning wheel graveyard in that one.
It's just weird. In the basement. Like, he just tosses them all.
Oh!
16 years, too. You think you would have cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Like, we burned all the spinning wheels. No, you didn't.
You just
broke. Have you seen something burn?
Yeah.
When something burns, it burnt. It's
no
gone.
Longer exists.
You didn't burn it.
What, they were made
enough.
Of clay or something? Yeah. What the fuck?
Right.
They're just
also, why wouldn't people just make more? Like, I don't know. To me, it seems like a whole big effort to toss them all out. People are going to keep making spinning wheels. You're going to have a whole underground spinning wheel industry.
Right.
It's going to be like
wow.
prohibition.
There's going to be a black market.
Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Black yarn
Mexico
market.
Gets in on it.
Yep.
They're
totally.
Importing it from that fairyland.
Soon you need a wall.
Gangsters are taking over. The Wall of Thorns. That's
wall
right.
Of thorns,
guess
yeah.
what wall worked, Jay? The Wall of Thorns.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, so, if Trump can make a magic wall, then we'll talk. Then we'll start talking.
Here's what I'm saying. Okay, so check it out. Hollow wall. You let you know, like people set up inside it. The wall becomes the line. And so it's don't build walls, build queues. And at the end of the wall, they stamp your papers, and then you're like, you're in. We
waited 500 miles. It's, like, you're definitely can get in now.
That's it. We got air conditioning.
I got the worst Mickey Mouse line ever. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I gotcha.
Build queues, not walls.
I will say, though, Maleficent was good, right? I was surprised.
Maleficent was a lot better than the original.
I was ready to just be like, this is going to be poo-poo. But it was good. It was good.
I think it's interesting that you say things will be poo-poo. Anyway, like you talk to yourself like that.
I know. Brandon's just... inner monologue involves a lot of the word
poo. He just
poo-poo.
Doesn't curse in his inner monologue.
This is a Christian sermon.
Man. Okay? Man, that guy was a real butt.
A real butthead.
Fucking jerk face. I couldn't even do that without saying fucking. Did you hear that? It's my inner monologue. Brandon's saying poopy over here.
Well, I thought it would
that
be.
Movie
and
was
it
was doo-doo.
Like, I thought I was going to shit all over it, basically, is what I'm saying.
Ooh, he said shit.
Oh, wow.
But
you must be me angry. Yeah,
sorry, Brandon. I was tone policing you.
You were.
That term isn't allowed in
my There's no tone policing here.
I'm using it ironically.
It's called shut the fuck up. That's tone policing.
That's tone policing.
Hey, you're being a dick.
What did you guys think, though?
Kind of was really hopeful that Maleficent was going to be good. I thought it was an interesting idea.
I liked a lot of it. I wouldn't say like it was perfect for sure, but it was.
I thought it could have been better, but it wasn't bad. And yeah. I'd still watch it over the original Sleeping Beauty.
More so, that's what I was saying.
I feel like it was a little jerky, not in the asshole way, but like it was. I felt like I was jerked around by the plot.
Yes, I felt a little bit too.
It was jumping from place to place
to time period to time period.
Little connective tissue in between.
And you're supposed to believe Maleficent is like evil. And she has
but
this
like,
redemption.
Clearly, if she from never, the beginning, she's a innocent person who just gets
she's
fucked
just,
over
she
by
She does
this guy.
One mean thing in a moment of anger and tries to take it back but can't. And you're supposed to be like, ooh, this is like a serious redemption.
Like she was sympathetic from the very beginning.
Anakin murdered children.
Exactly.
Maleficent says she summons all the powers of hell in the original.
Yeah,
she's
actually,
supposed to be the embodiment of evil.
How did that get by? That was one thing I wanted to.
I was shocked by that.
Because what they were still under the, what was the code?
The
Hays Code. Weren't they still under the Hays Code?
I think
you
could say hell.
Was hell.
Especially because they were directly referencing it. They weren't like just saying.
Maybe that's why.
Like go to hell.
Maybe even then, technically. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like hell's a literal thing. Or, well, not literal, but it's.
Yeah,
it's a figurative place.
It's abstract,
It's literally figurative. It's figuratively literal.
So I think that's how they skirt by it, for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's why I
perked
up a little
too,
bit when I heard that. I was like, "That's weird for a 50s
like
Disney."
You could say Jesus if you're talking about Jesus Christ. Like,
you can't say Jesus if you're not.
That's
talking
why about South Park always did it. That's what it used to be. I don't know if it's still that way, but for a long time it was.
That's weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They said "damn" in TNG, like in the episode I watched, and I was like, I don't remember them saying "damn."
Yeah, they did.
But I guess like, they threw a "damn" in there every now and then, and that was cool. But
how far we've come.
Yeah, I know, right? Now it's fucks everywhere.
Girl. Just
fuck this, fuck that.
You remember now that you brought up South Park and the was it the fuck meter that they had on the one?
Yeah, that was forever ago. Yeah. That was
but remember when that was like a
that was
thing?
A big deal.
That was a huge deal. Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah. South Park was
they're boundary pushing,
highly offensive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and who the fuck cares? Because like it's hilarious. Yeah. And guess what? Everybody deserves to get a little fun poked at them. And
absolutely.
Fun
and
everybody.
And that's why I don't ever have a problem with it, because they shit on everybody. And you can argue, they're too vulgar and gross. They're fucking funny.
Sure they are. Yeah. They're absolutely, but it's not made for kids.
It's not made
for
kids.
Show.
Shouldn't be watching it.
No. Yeah.
You as a parent should be doing your job and not letting them watch it. And if you don't want to watch it, guess what? Don't fucking watch it.
I get that it's confusing too, because it's a cartoon. But
if you don't understand that there are cartoons for adults now, you've got a problem.
That's established.
I remember.
A thing.
Yeah,
I was. Oh my god, it's so fucking church story.
Go on.
I want to say
Park
I was.
Church
it's
story.
A South Park church story. I want to say it was my freshman.
I'll bet someone did not like it.
our church did not like it. So I was either my freshman or sophomore year in high school, and we were at this. Like our youth group meeting. And this was before I got confirmed, but I was still very churchy. And we spent a whole night. They showed us it was Cartman Gets an Anal Probe, or was it
Which
Cartman's Mom's
episode.
A Dirty Slut? It was one of those two episodes. I can't remember.
Okay.
We watched that and they told us how evil and bad South Park was and how bad that kind of shit in the media was.
It sounds like they just wanted an excuse.
And I remember even then being like, but like, just because I see it on TV doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Did anybody laugh?
Yeah, I think we... Oh, I can't remember.
Did they get caned?
It was like it was a super awkward thing because it was like, this is why.
Oh, Jay, I was reading on...
the Bible?
Totally, total non sequitur. I was reading on... I think
your story was interesting, Jay, but never mind.
No, but it's related to church. Behind the Bastards subreddit, and somebody was talking about how they went back home for like the holidays, and they people at their Catholic church talked them into coming to this other thing called Latin Mass, which is like this even more strict version of Catholicism. Like they want to go back to like pre-1960s Reformation, and like they don't give a shit about the Pope, and are like women are veiled, and like men have they're like partitioned back to like kind of like what the Orthodox people do.
Yeah.
And it's basically a hotbed for white supremacists too.
Wow.
But it's like a thing that originated, I think, in Iowa. Yeah,
I could see that.
And somebody goes, "Were there a lot of cops there?" And the person was like,
"I've
there were
seen
a ton
some
of cops."
Of that shit where it's like I was reading something about, the child sex abuse thing, and then like some
what?
Comments, just like the whole scandal of the child sex abuse thing.
Oh,
with
the church,
the church, and some people were commenting.
Caught me off guard there, and then you said the church. And I was like, "Oh, right."
Oh, of course. The, you know, the kid touchers.
just so we know what we're talking about.
And people were saying like, "Well." Like someone was saying, you know, these people should be locked up. And then like other Catholics were saying like, no, what they should be is flogged. And then, they should be allowed to return to their duty. And I commented and it was like, so you support not locking up pedophiles and kid touchers? No, I support, what the Bible tells me to, which is to flog them and then allow, so you then allow them to, well, the Bible tells me that flogging them will not,
yeah,
we'll let them not do it again. I was like, okay.
Well,
but yeah, check out.
Going to prison might not make them not do it again.
No, I know, but
can't we flog them and then lock them up?
I think, could we do both?
I'm down for both.
Yeah. Could we keep them away from children?
Let's stop dividing people. We do the flogging and then we lock them up. Everybody's happy.
Keep your ear to the ground.
I will.
Latin Mass. That's what it was told.
Latin Mass.
I bet they don't like South Park either.
I bet they hate
it. It was like one of the most awkward things.
It's a great barometer if somebody's an asshole.
If they don't like South Park.
Or they don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to think it's funny, but at least get it. Like the humor.
I think my big thing is if you're offended that they're making fun of you is my my barometer of if you are a little bit too sensitive on the issues. Because like you said, everybody deserves to get a little fun poked at everybody, and they do it to everybody. It's an equal opportunity fuckery, and I'm fine with that.
As long as we're having fun, I think it's all fair game.
Yeah. And I mean, you can be offended by what they say. I'm not saying you don't, you shouldn't be.
Oh, you have every right to be as offended as you want.
But don't watch the show.
I also have a right to not give a shit that you're offended.
Absolutely.
And yeah, exactly. Don't watch the show. No one's making you be exposed to this stuff. Yes. It's easy as turning it off.
I know. And I agree. And it's like, it's damaging. Like there are studies that show, and it's the same engaging with like, it's why like you should stay off Instagram and Facebook a lot. Like if you have bad, this is just a mental health thing.
Yeah, bad self-esteem.
But like if you have bad self-esteem, engaging with like Instagram and Facebook where everybody's showing their best lives
absolutely.
Is a form of like digital self-harm.
Absolutely,
it's a form of digital harm or
self-harm.
Abuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. It's because people aren't themselves on these social media platforms. People never post like, I'm so depressed right now. I'm doing this. It's always vacation pictures.
Right, you live your best life.
It's always It's always your filters are that exact thing where it's like no one is. Well, I mean, some people are, but a lot of people are not being shown like in the natural light.
Correct.
Like everything is like smoothed out to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah,
and if you're gonna compare yourself to the perfect version of everybody else, you're never going to be happy.
Exactly.
How could you be?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the same thing as watching. If you're watching something that gets you so mad that you're literally just like so like worked up and you're having a breakdown over it.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. You're
just harming yourself.
You're harming yourself at that point.
But you have to be, and this is where parenting comes into play, because when you're young and you're doing this, that's that your parents need to have like a timer on your phone something like that. I think it's the only responsible way to raise a child, quite frankly, as a man who does not have a child.
Yeah, this is coming from three experts.
I am a certified.
Jay's the most expert out of all of us. Yeah. And I have a dog, and they're
correct.
Almost exactly
continue
the same.
Continue with your point, because your point is correct.
I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, but at some point, you need to be able to turn that thing off. Mm-hmm. Like, I uninstalled Instagram and Facebook just because I was looking at them too much. Yeah. Just because I was like, I would get bored, and then my thumb would just flick that button, and I was like, and I'd be on there for 10 minutes, and I'm like, it was all wasted time. I didn't get anything done. I mean, I didn't feel bad about myself, but I was just like, you aimlessly look for the next thing to
and
just
you will
give
never
you a little endorphin push.
Or you can never. I should say, there's no ability
There's no end to it.
There's no end. It will always refresh. It will always refresh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good. I'm more and more concerned about social media. Like we were talking about, I don't think it's a great way to communicate with anybody. Yeah. It's, but maybe it's the first step towards something.
I mean, I think it's a necessary step. It's going to force something good to come out of it. I hope, or at least, like you said, the next evolution of.
I'm wondering if we're gonna get to a like Borgy point where we can all just kind of see and understand each other's. You know,
that would be the hope. That would be
the hope. My worry is that, and this is my big thing with screens, is that our kids, this is not us, because we straddled that line.
Yeah.
But kids.
We're great.
We grew up in the dark times. we're fine.
Kids are becoming less empathetic because of screens, because the way you develop empathy as a child, the way you develop that ability to sense how other people are feeling. Or how your words are making them feel
is actual human interaction, seeing somebody else's face. Yeah,
if I call Brandon a piece of shit, and
why wouldn't
in
you?
Person, right? And I see like his face go, his face sink, and him get upset. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, and I feel that. I'm like, oh, that felt bad. That it felt bad to make somebody feel bad. Mm-hmm. But when I'm online, and when kids are online, they don't get that, so they can say whatever they want online. Call somebody a piece of shit. You've got third, fourth, fifth graders saying this kind of shit and worse. I mean, I've dealt with so much worse. And they're not getting that back where they're seeing how they're like the impact on somebody. So all they get is that, ooh, I'm going to do this to be funny. Hey, 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 I told a joke. I feel good about telling a joke.
Right. Without seeing any
regret. Without seeing the regret. So you have kids and
they're maladjusted.
They are. And
they
have not
been socialized
they're
appropriately.
Not developing empathy because of this. Right. So I have kids, and this year I'm noticing it more than last year, and maybe it's because we went one-to-one with Chromebooks. So every kid has their Chromebook.
Really?
Every kid has a Chromebook?
From third through fifth grade.
And I'm paying for this?
You are.
Yes.
Well, it's already been paid for. You actually technically
you
didn't
are.
Pay for it.
I don't have a Chromebook.
You didn't pay for it. You moved in.
I paid for everybody else's goddamn. This is bullshit.
You lived in Hackettstown at this point.
Don't bullshit me. I know where my money's going. They got to maintain those things. There's new kids coming in every year.
Yeah.
So tech is good. Fucking. To a point, but I'm noticing this year, and I've called kids out on it. I'm like, dude, you're holding that like a security blank. Like I'll be talking, we'll be having a class discussion, and I'll have kids, multiple kids, like holding their Chromebooks to their chest.
Hmm.
Almost like it's a part
like
of
like it's a blanket.
Almost like we should put them inside them.
Yes. And I
no, no, that's the wrong way.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Or no more screens.
They're walking
get rid of
the
screens, Jay. I
put it in your brain.
This went horribly wrong. They'll be walking around the room holding the closed Chromebook. They're just that's how they walk around a classroom.
Oh, like, that's healthy.
Like, guys.
It sounds very.
Guys, it's not a pacifier. It's not a security blanket.
How old are these kids?
Third through fifth.
I don't know how old that is, Jay.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like it's a tool, and that's all it is. It's a tool.
Right.
Yep. It shouldn't be giving you comfort. And if it's giving you comfort, stop touching it now. Like
is that natural to have like something like don't a lot of kids have something like that? It just happens to be this box filled with all of human knowledge and a bunch of assholes.
A bunch of assholes.
Not necessarily. I mean, not really.
It's kind of the problem.
No?
I would say, I mean, this is anecdotal. It's only 4 years in the gen ed classroom, but
sure.
No, I mean, you have some kids who need, I mean, like a fidget device.
Yeah.
But not like
a physical object that makes them comfortable that they've grown attached to.
It's a blanket and develop. That's like a security blanket type of thing, which developmentally they should have grown out of.
Correct.
By now.
Like developmentally, that would be appropriate, you know, through first grade, maybe 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but even then it's pushing it. But like, and you can see when they don't have it, like you can see they're visibly uncomfortable when I make them put it down. So it's a little scary. And I've brought this up a few times to administration. Like we need to maybe not just say like, here are Chromebooks, use them. Maybe like
do like a little
educate them on the appropriate use and time
an awareness course with it. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Well, yeah, like anything else, you can't just give somebody like that's the most powerful tool to have ever been invented by mankind.
Yes.
Yeah.
A computer with an internet connection. It's like you just give it to a third grader and be like, here, enjoy.
Use it now.
I'm sure. Are there restrictions on it? I'm sure there's.
There
some.
Have
well,
to
yeah,
be.
No.
Yeah. Or else all the porn.
Just yeah. So much porn.
That's why. Exactly.
No, I mean, it's
give me
monitor.
A computer when I was. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a little early, but still.
Yeah, no, it's.
We came from the dark time where we found all the porn.
Yeah, right?
We had to hunt for the porn.
No restrictions.
It was so much different back then.
Yeah. It was.
But at least the internet was like. Around, you know, it was just coming into fruition. You had to dial up. That was,
yes, we did.
But that was alarming.
I feel like we didn't get our first computers till like third or fourth grade, and cell phones maybe in high and towards the end
not
of high school.
Yeah,
not and they weren't smart. The
I feel like I might have gotten mine freshman year of college. Actually,
I think I had one in high school, but I was a junior or something.
I had like an old Kyocera.
Yeah, I had like a flipper phone or something.
Yeah, so screens are not great, guys. Get away from them sometimes.
Well, wouldn't you rather live back in the days of Maleficent?
How are we going to pivot back?
Where they didn't have any screens and they had nice, wholesome
They had
things,
fairies.
Like cutting off your girlfriend's wings.
So, okay,
yeah,
I have a problem
with
weird. That. Like, all right.
Which part, Brandon?
Well, mainly it's like you've got it made in the shade with Angelina Jolie Hawk Lady, who has magical healing powers among other powers.
Sure, sure.
And you throw that away to be king of shitty people who look gross and poopy? Like, they look like they smelled like shit.
They were way poopier.
The Moors, which was a weird name for it, looked like it smelled a whole lot better. That's all I'm going to say. They were like colorful fairies. Looked like fucking Neverland from Hook. Like, why would you do that?
Brandon.
What an idiot.
It's because he had ambition.
He's an idiot.
Don't you know anyone with ambition is evil?
Apparently. Well, if it costs you to cut off your girlfriend's wings, I've got an issue.
Right. Yeah, I will say that is it. That would be
that,
evil.
I was like, at first I was like,
well,
oh, are they going to make
was,
her? Yeah.
He was an asshole who mutilated somebody who trusted him and betrayed everyone he'd ever met. It was the fact that he had ambition.
That was the only thing.
Wasn't the fact that he was a horrible
person.
He was like
really a bad guy. That was the same guy. Did you guys see District 9?
Yes.
That was Vilkas.
Oh, yeah.
That was the main guy from that. I was like, I know that accent. It was Vilkas. Yeah.
But hold on. There were a lot of people with ambition in that kingdom.
There were.
There were a bunch of people at the end who wanted to be king, and they were all standing around. I don't know if they were bad guys or not. It feels like they were just kind of, you know, in the system.
They're like, whoa,
whatever.
I won't cut off some bitch's wings.
But
that's
nobody,
messed up.
Yeah. Their 16-year-old girlfriend was there. I mean,
yeah,
they were older at that.
Like,
no,
yeah,
it was like 16.
Yeah, or something like that.
Her mutilating her while she sleeps after you've drugged her.
Listen, you've got to sometimes, when you want to grab that brass ring, if you really want that brass ring, sometimes you just got to do it. And if that involves chopping off a few loved ones' wings, then you chop.
You know what I thought would be really funny? If he did all that and he cut off the wings and he brought it to the king and when he said, like, I will be like a good ruler or something, if the king was like, Oh no, you're still a poor person.
Yeah, right? I mean,
only lords and ladies.
That would be reality. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you like a sack of gold and we are gonna call it a day, but still really good job.
You're one of the poor.
Really good.
Continue.
I mean, as far as we knew, he was just like his attendant. Like that's all.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
He seemed to be just a guy who worked in the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he wasn't royalty or anything.
No.
Not like the nobles
who
were hanging around. And it got just like awfuler and awfuler as time went on. Like there were at least some like fairly trimmed individuals. By the end, they're all like dirty barbarians.
I just think it was interesting because they were like, oh, he's a bad guy. And then he progressively becomes like an insane bad guy by the end of it. Like, doesn't care that his wife dies. He's sitting in the room just staring at the wings.
Yeah, he went like Gold Dukat.
Yes.
He went full Gold Dukat.
He did.
Well, he forgot what he was fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be about his daughter. And then he finally meets his daughter.
And he was like,
and he doesn't even care.
You're here too early.
Like,
get her.
Like
lock her up.
All right.
Yeah.
Which was like also stupid.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you gonna lock her up? And this is just okay.
I like how the curse made her possessed to find a spindle with the... With
in both movies. Yeah, it was...
Yeah, both movies. Yeah. And this one, it was just like, my finger won't stop.
I have to touch the thing!
I follow my finger. Like,
but what's-her-face Maleficent was like, she was integral in executing the curse in the original. She brought her to the tower.
That's what I mean. She
Yeah, she was involved.
Oh, yes.
And in Maleficent...
It was just like, I can't stop my fingers!
There's a force that's in play that not even Maleficent can stop.
Yes.
Because she tried.
Which was, yeah.
I like the twist on the true love's kiss at the end.
Me too. Yeah,
I thought that was an interesting way to do it.
Oh, I called it.
They played it well. It could have been just like, an awkward different take on it, but it was woven pretty well with
I turned to Christine and I was like, she's going to kiss her.
Of course. Yeah.
She's like, no.
And I like the Raven guy. He was good.
Raven guy was cool.
He was a good sidekick. Yeah.
She had a Raven in the original one. So
they were like, be a person as well. You know?
No, that was fine. I could not abide their sneaking through the castle when they went like stealth mode, like Splinter Cell. I was like, you have magic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turn him back into a bird and turn you into a maid.
It's one of those where characters conveniently forget they have magic.
Of course.
Yeah. Not just magic, but
She should have been able to end everybody, like, easily.
Well, that was part of the thing. They tried to give her, like, a kryptonite. They were like, ooh, it's iron.
Yeah, but that, like, if it's not touching you, you could still stop them.
Yeah, that lasted for all 5 seconds, and even when she was in the iron net, the most ironous thing that she could possibly be in, she was just like, turn into a dragon.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, oh, you can still do that!
You can still cast.
So it doesn't nullify your magic, it just burns her.
Yeah, so it's not even a big deal. Yeah. So you're still a god. Yeah. Okay.
She really was. Like, she should have been able to just decimate.
That's why, like, Thor's powers get taken away shit. Or, like, Maleficent was just way too OP for me to even care about her.
She heals, like, a tree in her first time on screen. Like,
Yeah, the whole thing with the wings was interesting.
Yeah.
I called that also. It was just way obvious. He's sitting there. He couldn't bring himself to stab her, and I was like, he's going to cut off the wings.
It was fucked up.
Just take the wings. She loves the wings. Remember the whole flying scene when she had her wings? But apparently...
She's a very reckless flyer, I will say. I was thinking of that, and now it made me
think... I don't think they had the FAA, man.
Now it made me think of like how everybody flies, and the question I have for you guys is, like, would you fly that recklessly if you had wings?
I just feel like
you're flying right next to those columns and plinths, and you don't know what's on the other
side. If you've been flying for as long as she had, you'd be able to control yourself, and you'd be a bit of a daredevil. I would be.
I don't know, man.
It's more of a zoning issue than anything. You need to have areas where you can fly.
Again, there's no airspace back then, guys.
Commercial airspace.
Airspace laws. Yeah. They didn't exist back then.
We have speed limits for a reason. Listen, if you're out in the middle of Minnesota or whatever, cook. Rock and roll, but when you're flying through and there's fairies hanging out and toad people and tree folk, who I was all supposed to care about, but I got very little screen time.
The tree people
came back at the end and were like,
cool. It was cool that they established
it. I don't care about
them. They were cool tree people.
They
were great.
You could tell it was
care about them.
You could tell it was a bit of like, you guys seen Lord of the Rings? Like,
These are Ents, guys. Yeah.
You guys seen Lord of the Rings? We have a little bit of Lord of the Rings in this. We don't have a lot, but.
And they gave What's-Her-Face, Sleeping Beauty, the crown at the end and made her their queen?
Yeah.
And I was like, Your whole thing was that you don't have a queen. Maleficent, like, took power as the queen.
She was just the protector, and then she just was like, I'm pissed now, and I'm more of a queen, I guess.
No, she was a tyrant. That was the whole point. Like, the kingdom had a king. He was a tyrant. It was bad. And then Maleficent was like, I am your evil ruler, and things became bad. And then, like, she's like, oh, I relinquish my whatever. But now you're
she's
queen.
She's the queen of the two kingdoms, I think.
Yeah, she was. That was the whole point.
They united the Moors and the ship people. And
yes.
Is that? Oh, yeah, no, that was true. Yeah. But it's also a third kingdom because Prince Princeton is from a whole third kingdom.
Oh, you're right, he is.
Yeah, he shows up and he's like, yeah, I'm here from my dad's kingdom. It's over there.
It's true, yeah.
It's like, oh, we heard this story was about two kingdoms.
So it's actually a third. Surprise twist at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think that's what it was.
It was interesting that they set up politics in a story that didn't really have politics. Like,
yeah, well, you have to.
These days, right?
Right.
It was 2014. I'm interested to see what the remake looks like. Just going to have a literal wall.
Yeah. Right.
They made a sequel to it.
They're making a sequel to it.
No, it came out.
Did it come out?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. It must have been good. We all heard about it.
Yeah, it was like Maleficent, Mistress of Evil or something. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was coming out this year.
Did What's-Her-Face come back for
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, that's her. Fucking.
She was good. She's always pretty good.
Yeah,
she's fine. She's a quality actress. What can you say? I thought she was very good. She had to carry basically the whole fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. There was not
She was good.
Other than the king.
Yeah, again.
I thought he did a good job.
He was good.
Yeah. Yeah, they did solid work in most of it. It was just I found myself being uninterested because everything was so predictable. It was supposed to be a twist, but I wanted like a real perspective. I wanted to feel for like the evil Maleficent, and then Maleficent wasn't evil.
She really wasn't evil at all. Like
she's more she raised the girl. Yeah. She's more competent than the fairies.
You're humanized her like almost a bit too much.
Humanized too soon.
It was exactly. She needed a point of time where she was like fucking
fuck this baby,
murdering other fairies and fucking beheading people for disobeying her and shit.
No, she was a pretty quality person. She just had a dark period. That's all.
Not even a dark period. One bad decision.
Yeah,
bad
that's decision. True. And it was. It was
and
the
then
only
she just
bad,
had a
yeah.
goth phase.
Yes. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. And apparently she could have got her wings back the whole time.
Right?
Just call to them. Yeah. Just like, I want my wings now.
Wasn't
they
even
were like
Asio wings.
Turns out the king could have just let her go and made peace with her years ago.
Well, he was going to because he was a dick.
Yeah, but he could have been like, you know what? I really...
Like, before you put a curse on my daughter, maybe...
I did the whole king thing, and hey, listen, we all make mistakes. I'm going to return the wings. My
bad. Sorry,
At least extend an olive branch so she doesn't show up at your daughter's
christening and curse the shit out of her.
Did you notice in the first one, they did... The two fairies did beauty and song, which I was like, useless. Give her, like, brains or cunning or athleticism.
Impeccable marksmanship.
Oh, she can sing?
Yes.
Oh, thanks for the gift, fairy. I guess singing was more important back then.
Yeah.
But they do that, and then the third fairy does, like, the caveat wish.
Wait, it bothers me because they're like, we're weak little fairies. We can't do anything except save the day at the end. They were like, our powers aren't strong. Clearly they are. Like, they're able to stop a lot
comparable.
Of shit in the end.
They even told Prince Philip, they were like, we won't be able to help you, and then they helped him.
They're totally
the
able to help.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, they cast a spell on the sword to make it fly true.
Exactly. And
kills Maleficent.
Not only that, they materialized that sword and shield.
Oh, that's
true.
They
nowhere.
Created that sword.
The sword of truth and the shield,
right?
Of virtue.
Correct.
Very classic archetypal shit going on there. Yeah, it's a classic tale. It's very deliberate in what it's doing, but the original is uneventful, and the remake is a little bit predictable.
It's interesting, but
it's still a good story.
It's still a much more enjoyable movie, I think.
Yeah.
I like the twists. I'm a big fan of anytime you do a twist on an old fairy tale, like a fractured fairy tale type of thing.
Yes.
I love those books.
I was expecting it to be like a bad implementation of that, but it was a good version of that. Yeah. Like, sometimes they do it poorly.
See, I had heard it was good, so I was, like, really expecting it to be good.
I didn't hear much either way, but I was pleased.
I mean, it's solid.
I enjoyed,
like,
the concept.
3 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I'd give it, like, a 7.5.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, on to Picard and Samurai Nuns.
So, first of all, Forney was here.
So, yes. Yeah.
And amongst our podcast talk about we were talking about the setup, and then we inevitably talked about the podcast, and I told him we were watching Picard, and he said, oh, I haven't seen it. And I said, I told him, it's a decent sci-fi show, but there's a lot of things that aren't very Star Trek-y, which is my impression of it. And he was like, well, like what? And I was like, oh, like this and that. And he was like, but like, are there like tricorders? And I was like,
no.
No.
Well,
not really. They all have kind of iPads, but they're like holographic iPads.
Yeah.
And he was like, do they transport? And I was like, there's been a couple of transports. They're using it more now that they're on the ship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he just rattled off a list of things that I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. They didn't use tricorders. So I think I mentioned the hypo sprays.
Yeah.
And he was like, what else? Do they have other stuff? I was like, they kind of have phasers. There was one cool phaser, but like everything else is kind of a blaster rifle.
Well, the phasers were all right in the I was in the episode. Then the space battle, they actually used real phaser, real phasers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use those pulse phasers that
were
invented for the fucking Defiant, but somehow
never
exist.
Made it back.
Like,
are you talking about
where
they fought the Bird of Prey?
No, what pissed me off about like Discovery and a lot of the other earlier shows was that like. pulse phasers were invented during the Dominion War. And meanwhile, you have, and I guess whatever Kelvin timeline, but Discovery's not in the Kelvin timeline, where they're not firing actual phasers. They're firing like pulse phasers, like the Defiant fires, instead of actual like phasers.
It looked cooler, Jay.
I get it. But that's why I like this battle, because you had the Bird of Prey and, you know, the...
What we learn is Seven of Nine's ship.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
And also, whatever ship Picard's on. Does it have a name? Do we care?
I don't think they've mentioned it.
I don't think
they
named it yet.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. But they have actual phasers.
The ship's supposed to be a character, you idiots. Oh, God. Space Wolverine is still good.
Yes.
I'm curious to see how Space Samurai Monk is going to turn out.
He seems okay, but it was like a... And
I like that character. I liked that.
Of course you do. He's cool. We all do.
I meant the story behind it.
Yeah, the Way of Absolute Kandor. I thought that was interesting, because that it goes against the typical secrecy and bullshit of the Romulans. It's about being in a society that is totally open and blunt, and they say whatever the fuck they say.
That is interesting.
It's like, okay, that's a good, you know, it's a counterculture to the way the Romulans normally go, and it's interesting. And I don't know, I felt this episode the way you felt about the last one. I was like, it was just kind of like, okay, let's get there. Let's.
Right. Well, it was a recruiting episode. We had to get Samurai Guy.
I hoped we were done with those. I knew
we
weren't.
Well, we recruited Seven and Samurai Guy. Yeah. So I feel like we've got to be.
Seven's there, but we haven't had the whole conversation where she's going to give us her reason for being here, and we're going to explain to her why we need to be here, and then we need to go together. She's not going to want to. She's going to fight it.
I think she's there because of Borg stuff, I bet.
Of course she is. But she's going to be like, Picard, I don't have time for your bullshit. Shit, I've got my own mission, and then they're gonna come together. Yeah. And it's Picard's gonna save her.
That's not even a bet I'm gonna take, because this is probably
gonna happen.
That's the next episode. It's the whole, I don't even need to watch it. It's all fine.
Yeah, it's entertaining still. I'm still in it, but I felt this one was like there wasn't a lot that happened. I was like, okay.
It was a little plotting, but it was character driven, and I like the idea of Picard part of it, and I don't know. What I got from it was he now knows that he doesn't have long to live. Like, he's not going to be around for a long time. So he's trying to right some wrongs, not just on a galactic scale, but on a personal scale.
Yeah.
It may never come this way again.
Yeah. And I do like that. I like that they're sticking with the, you know, that to me seems like a very Picard thing to do.
And it's believable, because Patrick Stewart looks like he's going to die.
He does.
So it's very believable.
Quick, let's wrap this up. Come on.
I actually enjoyed a little bit of the world building they did.
Yes.
They were like the pirates, and this sector's not safe anymore, and you haven't been here in a long time and all that.
Yeah.
I thought that was...
You get a more lived-in galaxy feel.
Yeah, like, I thought that was the time well spent in the episode.
Yeah. And I like the different holograms too. That's interesting. So that they're really going with this whole different hologram.
The emergency leisure hologram.
Hospitality.
Hospitality hologram.
Yeah.
The EHH.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for Robert Picardo.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
To just fucking smack down one of these holograms.
Hospitality hologram.
Yeah, that was really funny.
But of course he's got to say fucking, like, it's every other word is like, it's because we're gritty, guys. This is dark Star Trek.
I know.
This is the dark one.
This is the dark one.
Not Discovery.
It wasn't DS9.
Not with Mirror Bad Guy Captain.
DS9 had like terrorism and people like getting killed left and right. And this is the dark one, because they say fuck a bunch.
Yeah.
The warrior monk dude is another OP as fuck character.
Totally.
Walks in Space and is like, oh, I kill everybody. Your death is assured. When you challenge a potpourri, your death is assured.
He just diced three dudes.
Like, he totally
just
did.
Diced them.
Yeah. Without any effort whatsoever. I was like, oh, okay, well, I feel a lot better now. Because everyone on this ship was a pussy.
Yeah.
And now we've got this kid.
Who's going to fight all the fights for Picard.
He only binds his sword to lost causes.
Yep.
I like that. I did like that.
It's interesting.
Yeah. The little, like, tilting at windmills thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it makes me wonder how there's still so many of them.
Yeah, right.
Does that mean most of you die like horribly? Okay, whatever.
So not a real self-sustaining sect of the Romulan culture. That's why you don't hear about them very often.
They don't publicize that.
What did we learn about the Borg and shit? The scientist lady. I don't even remember their
not
thing.
Much.
We didn't.
It was more development between Bad Romulan guy and Dodge. That was yeah. What's her name?
Or other Dodge.
Other Dodge. Yeah.
Other not Dodge.
Not Dodge.
Soji is that?
Soji. Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound.
And their
right.
last name is like Osh, I think.
Dodge Osh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But
you get to name these characters.
You get a little. You just get a little bit of characterization.
Your, you pick.
I can't tell if they're trying to say that the Romulan guy is actually having feelings for her. I think they kind of were in that scene with them playing on that hallway.
It's meant to be ambivalent.
I think that he is developing feelings for her personally, but that it remains to be seen. He's a Romulan bad guy.
I think she's an evil android.
I don't know. I mean, the idea is that she's been maneuvered there by Maddox or somebody who's working
with her. Or she has ties to something very evil, like which I think we are getting. But
well, did you hear what they said?
What?
It was exactly what I said, which was there's going to be a bunch of them. We don't know how many there are. They're in pairs, but how many pairs? And they're like, then she's going to lead us to the others.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
You're right. You're right. They did say that.
So they can kill her and just have another one on screen next episode.
No,
it's
I'm sure
fine.
she's going to be in the whole thing. She was big build when publicity came out. So.
Oh, yeah. So they'll have another dramatic death scene. And
oh, you mean another one of her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In my head, I was like, maybe they look different. No, they're all
different. Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking when they said that. Maybe they do look different, but maybe they all look
the same.
Well,
it's possible. They could be like Cylons where there's like a couple different models.
Yeah.
Or are they all like the new, what is it, Noonsing androids? Like Data.
Yeah. This does feel, there's a certain part of this that feels a little Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
See, I've never seen it. I can't comment.
You'd love it. I'm glad you haven't seen it. Just take some joy out of your life. Just don't watch Clone Wars either. You won't enjoy any of these things. I started watching The Expanse, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Good. It's really good.
Yeah, I know, because I listen to recommendations of my friends because I think they might know things that I might enjoy.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I do the same thing.
I know. Anyway. It does feel a little bit like the Cylons, like they're out there, and it could be anybody, and we it's this mysterious thing, or we don't know what their deal is.
We don't know what their deal is.
Yeah, they're are they good? Are they bad? We thought they were good. Maybe they're bad. Could be the other way, and then could be anyone's a robot at this point.
I hope they don't do that. But yeah,
once we've got one, I would not be surprised.
Yeah,
I would not be surprised. If all of a sudden other people popped up starting to be robots, and they're just like, oh, that person was an android all along.
They've just been infiltrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, like the Romulans infiltrated the Federation.
Clearly.
The robots infiltrating us.
Right now.
Yep.
Brandon's a robot.
They found out.
I think this is my
podcast is over.
This is my prediction is that Section 31 is somehow behind this.
Oh, aren't they behind everything?
Because we've got to have a Section 31 tie-in, and
really
it's going to be a shitty Section 31 tie-in.
Unless they bring back Sloan.
Dude, if they bring back Sloan, I'm in.
Oh, he's great.
It's the only way I'm down with it.
Sloan just teleports in. For some reason, Bashir is back
he's
in the
dead,
series,
though.
But he's
he
like,
died.
Hello, Julian.
Sloan?
Yeah, didn't he?
No, I don't think we ever got
he died.
Yeah, he died.
He died in...
They had to get the shit out of his brain before
like the
he died.
The last episode.
Yeah.
Of DS9.
Yeah.
Remember he was like basically paralyzed?
You're right. Or
it was a clone of Sloan.
They made a Sadler robot.
Yeah.
Oh, Sloan robots.
William Sadler is the actor.
Sloan
I do that all the time.
Robots. That's the next pair of robots.
I'm down. That
I'm
I'd
in.
Be okay with.
I'm so in. He's such a good character.
Great character.
He's a good character actor. William Sadler's a good
In straight up like old school Section 31 uniforms. I don't want none
the,
of this
like,
new
black
bullshit.
Doctor's outfit.
That, yeah, just like the black, I'm gonna murder you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's
outfit.
Like hostile. Like. Yeah.
Are you off put by my dress? Good.
No, we'll see. I don't know. I'm still liking it though. I don't know. I'm in.
I'm still gonna watch it. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was watching The Next Generation before you guys got here, and I watched the first Barkley episode.
Oh, yes.
And it's such an amazing episode, and all the characters are so hilarious, yet serious, yet relatable. It's all put together so perfectly that I just thought about Picard, and I was like, I wonder if they're airing this show to get us to watch more TNG. I wonder if they're intentionally just like, hey, remember these guys? Go watch some. You'll like it. Because it's so good, and this is just so, okay.
No, I don't think they care about old Trek. I really do. I think
no,
they
have no real incentive to announce.
I don't think so. I don't even think
they make money when like it airs on, like I'm watching it on Netflix. I don't know how that helps them.
I don't know.
They get
other than like boosting their numbers and proving that like there's still an audience for it. And Star Trek might also be on Amazon.
I think so.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't even know why I'm paying for Netflix anymore.
I know.
I basically use it for Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
We certainly don't pay for CBS All Access, right, guys? Hey!
I mean, I paid for all the movies I watched this week. You didn't?
I pay for everything all the time.
Shut up, both of you.
Constantly.
Both liars.
I'm not a hacker like you.
Sorry, Brandon.
I don't have the hacksaw skills.
You're both liars.
I got it on the box, or so you know what I did? I got a rebate from a thing I did, and I put it towards my Google account, so I have money in my YouTube account that
so you can
just
like
spend on.
Because if nothing else, YouTube has everything when you need it.
Yeah. So I rent them for like $3 or $4 a pop if I really can't find them anywhere. But you guys should definitely pay for CBS All Access.
No, you shouldn't.
It's fantastic. You need 8 or 9 streaming services at least before you can be happy.
Yep. That's the new one.
You should definitely pay for it and email them and tell them that we need to know what penitentiary Captain Janeway is locked up in. But this is
we're all very sure she's in New Zealand re-education camp. But.
Unequal application of Federation law, singling out Janeway, a hero who got her against all odds,
murdered
got her
Tuvix.
Crew.
Murdered Tuvix.
Tuvix was never born. You can't murder someone who never was born.
Murderer.
The life of the one for the life of the two, man.
He did not exist.
Murder.
He was also really annoying. So.
He was a construct.
He was really
They
annoying.
Made him. Like Data. Anyway.
Who's not a real person and does not have rights.
Not based on Picard.
Which is weird because Measure of a Man definitely happened in this
doesn't
universe.
Doesn't matter. If the government gives you your rights, they can take them away, Jay. That's why they're supposed to be inalienable. Anyway, what are we doing next week?
Got real dark.
Okay. What other? What other Disney movies?
Did you say you don't care?
Let us commune with
Brandon,
with Lord Iger.
Ooh, what?
Let us commune with Lord Iger as he beams directly into our brains. The next movie that we shall be showing to you next week.
What did you say before, Brandon? You had something that before we were talking about the Sword and the Stone. There was something else.
Air Bud.
Air Bud.
Go to hell.
That's on Disney Channel.
Is that a Disney movie?
It's a Disney movie.
You know what one we said we were going to do a while ago, and I was like, really? Was The Parent Trap. And I was that was weird that you said that.
It was because it's a Disney movie. I was surfing through Disney Plus, and Christine actually likes it. And I
think they're both on here.
Well, that's what we thought about Maleficent.
No, I just checked.
Oh, okay.
See, Parent Trap from 61.
Lord Iger has communed.
And
all right.
Play, and then the 98 one.
And we shall be watching The Parent Trap.
Is
so
it the
shall
Parent Trap?
The Lindsay Lohan
so
famous
done.
Movie.
Oh,
the Parent Trap
gosh.
From 1998. And the classic Parent Trap from 1961.
I'm so glad Lindsay Lohan turned out okay.
Yeah.
I was worried
definitely
about
not
her
not one
for
of those tragic
minute.
Child actor store, actress
but,
stories.
Yeah. But now that she's got it all worked out, gosh, am I happy for her.
Oh, man.
Anyway, next week, yeah, we'll do The Parent Trap. I'm sure we'll talk about Picard episode 5.
Yes.
And I don't know, we'll probably rant about some other bullshit. So
probably.
We'll see you then. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.